think we've all experienced mountaintop moments. That moment may be at a spiritual retreat, or maybe it's at a beautiful place on earth, or maybe it's a marriage or the birth of a child. Mountaintop experiences are moments that change us when we are changed. I kind of believe our scripture today is probably where that expression came from. It's an important story of our faith, like I talked about with our children. It's so important that it's found in all three Gospels and in 1 Peter. When Jesus took Peter and James and John up the mountain to pray, I'm sure that they wondered, what is this all about? But they went, and they were changed. But what I love most about that passage is that Jesus was changed. Jesus was changed. That's not an expression we hear or read a lot in the Bible, but yet it's one that is true. His appearance changed. His face changed. His clothes became white. And perhaps he was changed inside. I believe standing on this mountaintop, talking with Moses and Elijah, just having a little chit-chat, must have clarified for Jesus what was to come. And maybe for the disciples, it sealed for them that this truly is the Messiah that they believed they were following. Now, I don't know about you, but although I've had many mountaintop experiences, I've never had one where I was physically changed. I've actually prayed that I would just overnight be physically changed, but that hasn't happened. This was an amazing experience for the disciples, and I imagine for Jesus. It's one that we hear every year, the Sunday before we enter into Lent. This experience for Jesus and the disciples was the kind of experience that they needed to prepare them for what was about to come. This mountaintop experience is what we need to prepare us for what is to come. We live in a world that so often throws many things at us that are hard to take. I've heard so many times over and over this last year that it is too hard to watch the news, to read the newspaper, or to even look at social media. This world is in turmoil. It's impossible to believe the things that we hear. We can't believe the phone calls we get. We can't believe the emails we get. It's so important for us to find some mountaintop experiences, because that's how we can go back down the mountain and walk the walk every day. Most of you know that we went to Hawaii a few weeks ago. We went to a place called Iao Valley, which is supposed to be one of the wettest places in the world, but especially in Hawaii. We climbed up and up and up these pathways as high as that we could go. And every direction you looked was this lush, green, beautiful landscape. Tall spires. You saw beauty in every direction that you look. It was not something I was expecting. We were trying to kill a few hours before we had to catch our plane. It was the last thing I expected, but it was breathtaking. Partly because of the climb, but also because of the beauty. This beauty that it took centuries to create. And since we've been home, I immediately got off the plane and things began to hit. I'd been dealing with issues and I'd visited a couple of friends that weren't doing well health-wise. Then I went with a couple of my minister friends who are going through a really difficult time in their denomination. I was scammed by someone who wanted me to come speak at a conference and it wasn't legitimate and it took a lot of time for me to figure it out and it was disappointing because it was something that really looked amazing. I was washed out by the end of the week. But I found myself looking at the pictures of this Ayal Valley and breathing and thinking, meditating on that spot. I carried that experience with me during those times when I was feeling down. I just remembered, and it lifted my spirits and readied me for what was next. I feel like that mountaintop experience for Peter, James, and John, and especially Jesus, was to do just that. They needed that experience to take them through what was to come. They didn't understand what this all meant. Peter thought, we need to stay here. We don't need to go anywhere. This is perfection. Let me build us some places to stay, and we'll just stay here. Wouldn't that have been great? It's not surprising that they didn't want to leave. They wanted to stay in that amazing moment, but they couldn't. Elijah and Moses, they had to leave. This voice that says to them, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." We've heard those words before, haven't we? We heard them when Jesus was baptized. These words that reassure everyone that Jesus is the Messiah and that the journey he is about to walk, that rough road, is the journey of life and the journey of truth. It's amazing to me that they don't have a conversation about this. Man, the first thing I would want to do when I get down the hill is, you won't believe what happened. But they don't. It was enough for them to know. And as they returned down the mountain, the real world hit them right between the eyes. A man whose son was possessed comes to Jesus and the man begs him to help his son. He had asked the other disciples. They couldn't do it. And I can just hear Jesus' response in my own translation. How long am I going to have to do everything for you? I'm not always going to be around. Step up. Do what needs to be done. Then Jesus asked the man to bring him his son. And right away, Jesus frees the boy from his struggles. It's not fun to think about demon possession, is it? It's not what we see around. We see it in movies, but we don't see it in everyday life. Jesus was put out with the disciples because he knew his time on earth was short, and it was time for the disciples to take the lead. How often do we step aside and say to ourselves, God will take care of that? Or better yet, we step aside and say, why doesn't God take care of that? When perhaps our response should be, yes, Lord, I'll take care of that for you. It's important for us to find those mountaintop experiences. And maybe for you that is being outside, or maybe it's in prayer and meditation. Maybe it's time with family or friends, and I hope it is time in worship and fellowship with other Christians. But we must find the moments to lift us up for that journey. Wednesday night, we begin the journey to the cross. It's a very solemn time in our faith, a time when we remember from ashes we were created, and to ashes we will return. It's a time when we remember all that Jesus went through, a time when we commit ourselves to taking up the cross and following Jesus. And I say it every year, and it hits home to some of you, but you can't show up at Easter and celebrate and say, "Yay, Jesus returned," if you don't take the journey to the cross with Jesus. It doesn't mean the same thing. It just means pretty new clothes and a bonnet. The celebration of Easter begins when we meet Jesus in the garden when he's arrested. When we sit in the upper room with him and share a meal. When we see him betrayed. When we watch the pain of the trial. When we see his torn and bruised body carrying the cross down the road. Lent is our journey with Jesus. And it's important that we walk that journey. We gather together here today at this table. And man, how I wish this table would be a mountaintop experience for each one of you. Because this is the moment where Jesus promises us eternal life. Forgiveness. Love.